when the son was afar off, it said that the father was looking. Yeah, it wasn't like the father had turned his back and forgot about him. It said that here's the implication. Every day, the father spent time looking out across the fields, knowing that one day his son was coming home. Look, I'm saying that to all of the lost people here and to all of us who have lost ones in our families. We got lost husbands, lost children, lost grandchildren, nieces and nephews that need to come into the body. We need to spread the word that you can come home. This last parable shows two sons. Let me back up. I said all that about this genuine love thing because of the love that y'all have for me. I don't take second for granted. I don't take being here for granted. I don't take the people that God has placed in our life for granted. And I value you just like this father values his son. With as much craziness that's going on in the world, please tell everybody you know that it's okay to come home. Now, the father got two sons. But there was another son just as lost as the one in the wilderness. You know, and this is really the craziest, because a lot of us think you have to be lost in the wilderness, but you can be lost in the house. Just because you sit up in 1138 Spearman Avenue on Sunday morning don't mean that you ain't lost. You can be lost in your attitudes. Lost in your own mindset, lost in your feelings of bitterness and anger towards others. You can just be lost. And this boy was lost in the house. He had everything his father. You know what? It's hard to understand how you can be in the house, being fed every day, being clothed every day, having everything provided for you, even if you had to go to work and have a job, you were over those who was, he said his father's servants had more than him. And the older son was going to get the larger portion of the inheritance. But when his brother came home, he didn't say my brother came home when the servant, when he asked about what was all the noise about, he said to his father, when his father said, boy, what's wrong with you? He said, your son. He ain't say my brother. This is how you know how lost he is, because if you really knew where you were and who you are, your brother still be your brother, and you be celebrating his return because he was lost. Now he's found. The father loves both of them equally, and he doesn't desire that either one of them be lost. Aren't you glad the father loves us in spite of us? Amen. We ought to go ahead and clap our hands on that one. You're right, Sister B. Look, the end result will always be celebration, as seen in this morning, which follows restoration. Look, restoration come, celebration's next. Amen. When the one sheep was found and they came home, it says that it's like heaven erupts in praise when one sinner repents. If heaven can rejoice and celebrate at the restoration of one soul that was lost and now found, we ought to celebrate the restoration of brothers and sisters who come home.